This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The driver of a delivery truck had died after he was impaled by a log in Riglewood Wednesday afternoon. Chief Steve Camlin of ADR Fire Rescue said a log truck was turning into the entrance at the paper mill when a panel truck apparently failed to stop. The panel truck rear-ended the load of logs, sending a 3-inch trunk through the driver's abdomen. The driver was cut out of the vehicle by ADR fire personnel, and he was airlifted to Novant, New Hanover, in serious condition where he underwent surgery. He died early Thursday morning. The sheriff's office is warning of a jury scam that's once again making its rounds. The caller claims to be from the Columbus County Sheriff's Office and threatens to arrest the victim for not showing up for jury duty unless the individual pays a fine. The CCSO said it doesn't do business this way, and the best defense against such scammers is to simply hang up the telephone. Hurricane Helene is on its way to becoming the deadliest tropical system of the modern era. Emergency officials said this morning that 215 people are now confirmed killed in six states. Thousands are still not accounted for. The storm came ashore in Florida a week ago today as a Category 4 and ended up striking the mountains of North Carolina. County Manager Eddie Madden said in an email update today that in addition to private donations being transported to flood-ravaged areas, the county has donated 500 feet of ductile pipe that helped get the town of Black Mountain's water system working again yesterday. Madden and several members of county administration are helping repair and replace water and communications infrastructure out west, as well as working in shelters and water stations. Volunteers and local governments across Columbus County have really stepped up to help in the wake of Helene. The sheriff's office delivered four more trailer loads of relief supplies to Bakersfield, North Carolina on Wednesday. The Whiteville Firefighters Association and Black's Tire are shipping donations, as well as the Columbus Baptist Association. Firefighters from several local departments are on the ground assisting with everything from operating heavy equipment to search and rescue. Now, the Columbus Baptist Association needs volunteers tomorrow from 8 until 3 to help package and load supplies at the former Quality Ford building on Madison Street in Whiteville. Donations can be brought to the Volunteer Center, but only tomorrow. The rest of the time, you need to take them to the CBA office. A community prayer gathering will be held Saturday at 4 p.m. at the County Government Complex on Webster Street in Whiteville. Prayers will be offered for responders, volunteers, victims, and the communities affected. Everyone is welcome. The Department of Agriculture has set up an online portal for hay and feed donations for livestock. They also sent out an urgent plea today for fencing supplies. Go to ncagr.gov for more information. You can also click on the story at columbuscountynews.com. Commissioner Steve Troxler reiterated that donors should not try to haul hay or other supplies to Mountain County since there is no place to store large quantities and roads are still a wreck out there. The Columbus County Farmers Market is selling chicken pastry plates today from 4 until 7:30. They'll be doing that the first Friday of every month. The cost is $6. Each plate earns you a raffle ticket for a new coffee pot. I personally intend to go pick up a couple of plates from me and Miss Rhonda today. So always support our local farmers market. Remember, they're also open tomorrow from 8 until 2. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair is October 8th through the 13th at the County Fairgrounds. It's bigger and better than ever this year with Midway, arts and crafts competitions, livestock shows, and entertainment every single night. The fair parade is October 7th. ColumbusCountyNews.com will be broadcasting the parade live from downtown Whiteville with commentary by Daryl Jackson. This is the 41st year for the parade, which just keeps getting bigger and better every year. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held tomorrow for Michael Harden at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.